Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, draft fans. This is DW with another edition of Inside the War Room, Episode 9, flying along. We're almost at our 10th episode, which will air tomorrow night. We will be live here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for letting me be your host tonight and bringing you another edition of Inside the War Room. Great series to get involved with. Tonight, I will be joined by Gary White Jr. of Eastern Michigan. The MAC player is quite talented. He's known for his versatility and outstanding ball skills. He can line up anywhere in the secondary to really make an impact. And, you know, that's something scouts are going to be looking at going to the next level. He's 6 foot, 208 pounds. That's a great size for a defensive back, for a corner, for a safety, for a guy that's halfway between, you know, that's an outstanding size. He will join us here in the next few minutes, and we will talk about his life and his journey going forward to the NFL. Again, thank you for joining me tonight. Check our page out at NFLDraftWarRoom.com. Great insight. Mickey just finished doing a mock draft the other day, first-round mock draft. There's an interview section if you want to check out any of the interviews I've done in the past or Mickey. And check out the sleeper report, the sleeper mock draft. There's a whole bunch of good tools. Mickey does a great job moderating the site. And also, follow me on Twitter, DRW Scout, and NFL Draft War Room, at NFLW Room. That's the page's Twitter feed, and DRW Scout is my tag for that. So, Gary White Jr., I think highly of. I think he's a guy that versatility is going to be his key. He's going to be a guy that's going to be a dime back, that's going to be able to fill in for any kind of injury for a veteran player going forward to the league. There are some Eastern Michigan alumni in the NFL. We will talk about them later on in the show. So, you know, Gary is one of the players that scouts like to see. What is he? Is he a corner? Is he a safety? That's something Gary will definitely bring to the table. So without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on tonight. Gary, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's been quite a busy day for me in the office. I've been grinding away doing different things, but thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, especially 11 o'clock at night. I know that's not the most ideal time, but thank you for coming on tonight. And I've already told the listeners a little bit about you, that how big you are, what your pluses are. I haven't revealed a few other things. We're going to jump into that a little later on in the show. But, again, thank you for coming on tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's start off with some easy questions, some questions that I'm sure you've probably already heard. Tell me about your high school experience and going into the next level of the college football. What kind of teams were looking at you? What were you looking for in a college football program?
Well, I grew up in Toledo, Ohio. I went to high school there until my junior year. Then I moved to North Carolina my senior year and played in Raleigh. I didn't have a good grade, so I wasn't qualified out of high school. So out of high school, I just went straight to Elizabeth City, just as a normal student. Didn't really play, and decided I wanted to play football again, try Division I. So I went to JUCO route, where I went to Grossmont Community College for 2 years. and I got my associate's degree from there. Eastern Michigan offered me, so I ended up there.
And sometimes some of the great NFL players that have gone through have made that, you know, jump from a junior college or, you know, a smaller college and really work their way up into the NFL. It's not uncommon. And sometimes it's just your ability and star making plays that, you know, get you to the next level just by getting a chance. Tell me about your relationship with your coaches. I know that there's been some coaching changes in the last few years, but I know that you haven't been there all 4 years. But tell me about Todd Franks and Chris Craigton, the head coach, and your defensive back coaches. How much have they developed you from the time you stepped on campus to now your journey going forward to the NFL?
Yeah, it really started with Coach Inglis my first year. He was big on technique, big on effort, and, like, he basically matured us as players. So he was just a big factor in me coming out of JUCO, being more mature and, like, work on my technique more than we did in junior college. And then this year, Coach Creighton came in, and they were more they weren't big on technique, but they were big on playing hard and, you know, basically doing your job right. Like, do your 1-11th and everything else will work out. So, yeah, Coach Briggs, he really helped with my backfilling technique. He helped me with safety. I really worked, like, in the defensive backfield and the linebacker, so I worked with Coach Briggs and Coach Simpson, so I just had worked different techniques.
I think technique's so important. You know, yesterday I talked to a prospect from Western State, Colorado, I was the night before. I had Gerard Lacey from Colorado State University of Pueblo, and he was talking about how important technique is and how much his coaches taught technique. I really think it's huge when a coach really works with you to get technique down. It's just one less hurdle to go over to in the big learning curve going into the league. My next question I usually bring up is, what are you trying to work on bringing your game to Eastern Michigan? What were you trying to, when you got there, were you guaranteed a starting spot? Were you, or did you have to work forward to get the spot? Tell me about the transition from a small college to a bigger college like Eastern Michigan.
I wasn't really guaranteed to start, but he told me I had a good chance coming in. I just had to work on my maturity and my technique. Like, I was in junior college, I was more of a press corner. And the position that I signed with Eastern Michigan for was a star position. So basically, like a safety linebacker type and moving around. So I just had to get the technique down, get used to the speed of the game and everything. So in the summer, I had to work on my conditioning and, like, work on my technique and just be ready for the Division I game. So that was the biggest difference.
And sometimes there is a transitional phase, but it sounds like you've made an impact right away. This point in the show, usually I call it the shadow comparison. You give me who you compare yourself to in the NFL today, past, present, if you see somebody in the past that you know of. And then I give my comparison compared to what I've seen on film. Usually I watch everyone's film before I come on air, so I have time to think about, you know, what kind of player you are, how you fit a scheme. You can go ahead first.
Work on my versatility. I feel like I like to watch a lot of Antrell Roll tape and Kenny Vaccaro. Those are the two that I really like to watch. So I try to pick up little pieces of their game and put it in my game.
And those are two phenomenal players. You know, Roll's been quite a high effort guy since day one, and Kenny Vaccaro obviously was a big time player coming out. And he's really showed his versatility in the league. I can see why you can mold your game around him. Personally, who I see you like is Jimmy Wilson for the Miami Dolphins. He was from Montana, a kind of smaller school. Oh, go ahead. Were you going to say something?
No. Oh, no, I'm listening.
Oh, I said Jimmy Wilson coming from Montana, kind of from a smaller school like yourself. And he plays aggressive. He's lined up as a corner as a Dolphin. He's lined up as a safety in Miami, and he brings, you know, a whole bunch of versatility in the secondary, and Miami likes him for that. So that's who I compare yourself to.
Yeah. Well, I can agree. I know I watched some of the tape, but I'll be sure to check it out.
Oh, I definitely would watch Jimmy Wilson. Sometimes he's a little too aggressive, but, you know, I like his versatility and what he can bring to a team. The next part of I'm going to bring up is talking about former alumni that have been to the school, have been in the NFL, drafted high, and players like Jason Jones, Andy Bulumba. I know those guys. I remember looking at them and evaluating them and seeing what kind of – have you had any interaction with those kind of guys coming forward? I know that you haven't been there in quite a long time, but I know alumni like to keep guys that are draft-bound, kind of give them direction. Have they been any help to your NFL journey going forward?
I've never really met with either of those guys, but I've been around Andy before. He just told us about how it was in the league, you know, what we could expect, you know, just us keep working hard, keep our head down, and just, you know, fight through all adversity. So, I mean, you know, he was an undrafted guy as well. So just basically working hard to prove yourself every day is basically what he was just trying to say to all of us.
And has he given you advice of, you know, trying to find the right agent for you? Has he given advice with, I guess, the right training facility? What kind of insight has he given you to the understanding the speed of the NFL? Is it more so, hey, you just need to work really hard, or is it like, you know, you really got to put time in and every night to read your playbook, even though I know everyone does that anyway, but what kind of insight does he give you?
Well, I haven't really talked to him in depth into like that type of stuff, but I mean, I'm working with my trainers at Division I sports. They work with, you know, multiple NFL players and stuff, so just what they're telling me, you know, all the tips and stuff they're giving me about the speed of the game, you know, how fast you got to go, like the technique, you got to always technique, and just be ready to play, you know, no matter what, because you prove yourself every day, especially as an undrafted guy or underrated guy. You know, you got something to prove every day, and you can't rest for 1 second. So that's just the biggest thing that I've been getting from those guys.
I think it's so important to have, you know, sometimes your unique case being the first player ever from your school, and then you've set the bar for everyone else. But, you know, having a guy in the league that's been there, been with the speed, I think it's so important, you know, to have that kind of player-mentor relationship, some guy that you can look up to and say, hey, you know, I played with this guy. I know what he's all about. And, you know, now he's in the NFL making, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. I think it's really important. So, you know, I think that's really great insight. Tell me about, I know about your teammates, the camaraderie you have in the locker room. Was it something that, were you a vocal leader? Were you more a laid back guy that, you know, praised guys individually? Or were you a guy that would be fired up to, you know, fire up a sideline if there was, you know, something to happen? What kind of a player are you in the locker room?
I'm more of a laid-back guy. I'm more lead by example. You know, I work hard every day, but I'm just not a big of a talker unless I see a need to. Like, sometimes, you know, I see that we need some energy, then I say a few words. But other than that, you know, I'm mostly leading by example, coming out there, excuse me, and giving them 100% every day. And, you know, your 100% will motivate us to give their 100% as well. So that's basically how I live.
Locker room chemistry is just sometimes one of the biggest things that, you know, general managers look for. Sometimes it's just your personality alone. You know, it's not a popularity contest. But if a GM says, you know, I like this guy's aggressiveness, or, you know, I like how he holds himself up, sometimes, you know, that might be the difference between, hey, you know, you're getting a tryout to, hey, you're getting an undrafted contract. But, you know, I think it's really important to bring that to the table. And, you know, I really think what you're saying is that you're a team player, that you're going to help everyone out the way you can. You're going to be a guy that praises people more so individually. You know, if your teammate makes a blue play, you're going to run up there and, you know, pat him on the back, or, you know, jump, or, you know, however you celebrate. I know different people do different things. But, you know, you praise the individual effort. Or if you're one of your teammates goes out there and practice and makes a really good swat, like, yeah, boy, that's what it's all about, more so, you know, jumping up and down. I can see that. So who's somebody that has influenced you to play to your top, to your best, of your ability? Who's been the one that's been there from day one? Or is it a coach? Is it mom or dad? Is it a brother or sister? Who's pushed you to be the very top athlete that you can be?
My mom, most definitely. Yeah, she's been there from the beginning. She motivated me every day. Like, even when I didn't believe in myself sometimes, you know, she sent me a little motivational quote or something to tell me, you know, just keep influencing me every day. Like, seeing her work so hard, you know, that motivated me to keep working hard and, you know, get her out of that situation so she don't have to work as hard. And, you know, my brother and sister, I got to look after them. I'm the oldest. So basically, I'm just setting an example for them as well. So just basically, you know, they influence me the most.
I think to have a relationship with anyone that's going to help you through, especially with parents that have pretty much, they've been there from day one, so they understand the support measures. I think it's great to have any kind of chemistry with your parents, it's your mom, dad, or any of your family that pushes you to be the very best. The next part of the show, I'm going to be your genie. You found a bottle and you have three wishes. The only wish you cannot say is to be instantly drafted to an NFL team or to a CFL team or have instant success or of any football caliber. Pretty much anything else is game. I've had a guy say, can I ask for more wishes? I say, hey, you know, I never said that wasn't against it. The only stipulation is you can't put yourself on a team. So you have three wishes to ask for.
Well, I mean, I don't really have any personal things that I would probably wish for other than football, but, I mean, probably eliminate all, like, the hate and inequality in the world. Everybody, you know, die happy, and probably, like, get rid of all the major diseases in the world.
I think those are three great wishes. They're not selfish. They all look to help the world in a better place. I think that's really great. So, you know, keep the mentality of, I think it, you keeping the mentality of trying to help others, I think that's phenomenal. Somebody's going to say, hey, you know, this isn't about his teammates. And, you know, this is what I'm gathering. So the last part of my show before, you know, I let you open up and talk about anything you want to, if you had a story, is I call it selling yourself to a GM. Now, who's your favorite team or who was your growing up?
Growing up, I loved the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagles. Kind of ironic that you played for the Eagles. So, usually this segment... I mean, it's really funny, and wouldn't it be something else if Philadelphia gave you a call and said, hey, you're the perfect guy for our team. Let's bring you in Gary White Jr. Let's bring you in for they just offered you a contract and so on. That would be something else. But what I wanted to ask about the Eagles, Howie Roseman is the general manager for the Eagles, correct?
Yeah.
Well, Howie's a guy that really likes you. He's really seen... Wait a minute. Is he still the general manager? I don't believe he's the general manager. Actually, I want to say that they're looking for a new general.
I know Chip Kelly got more responsibilities now. I forget who's the other person. I know something just happened in the front office where there's some things going on, so I'm not really sure who has what responsibilities anymore.
I just remember that they're looking for a general manager, and they're actually bringing a few people in this week. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to last year. Howie Roseman was the general manager for the Eagles. He really liked what he saw on tape. He has reached out to you and said, Gary, we want to bring you in for a private workout. We want to see you up close. So you go in, they're impressed with your size, you run a 4.4, you really impress them with your speed, your drills go pretty well, the scouts are getting their notes, And now he's asking you about your family and everything else that scouts usually ask about, you know, injury past and stuff like that. Now he puts away his book, and he has the director of college scouting to his left and his right-hand man, one of his favorite scouts, to his right. And he closes the book and looks you straight in the eye and says, "Why is Gary White Jr. a good fit for the Philadelphia Eagles?" Yeah, Philadelphia Eagles. "You have 3 minutes to tell me why you're a good fit for my team."
Okay. Well, why Gary White is a good fit for the Philadelphia Eagles, we'll come in there and work hard every day. I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to come and give my 100%. I'm going to push all veteran guys to be better. And, you know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make the team. I'm a versatile player. I can do a lot of different things. I can play a lot of different positions. And I'm willing to work, you know, wherever you need me to work, whether that's special teams, whether that's in the actual defensive back rotation, anywhere I'm willing to work. And I'm coming in there with confidence. I'm not going to take no for an answer. And I'm going to make the team. And that's why I feel like I'll be a good fit for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, sports fans, draft fans, this is Gary White Jr. He's joined me tonight at the late hour of 11 o'clock. It's almost 11:30, and it's been quite a blast. He's given us a little bit of insight on his life. I meant to ask you, what's your steps going forward? Are you doing any regional combines, or are you having a pro day? What's your next step?
Yeah, I'm doing both. I have a regional combine in Chicago, March 7th. And we have a pro day on March 17th at Eastern Michigan.
Great. I usually ask that, but it actually slipped my mind tonight. But I'm glad I got that in there. I will try to keep you up to date on what's going on with Gary. Is there anything else that you want to give a shout-out to, any of your coaches, your teammates, a friend that said next time you get on there, give me a shout-out, anything at all? You have the floor.
Just give a shout out, mom, dad, brother, sister, and girlfriend, basically. Thank all of them for keep supporting me, you know, and making me keep working hard. That's it.
Well, thank you so much for your time tonight. Don't forget to check him out on Twitter. Follow his journey at Hollywood White X. That's his Twitter tag if you want to check him out. He is going through this grueling process trying to get to the NFL. Give him some support. Root him on to get to the NFL. And if there's anything I can do for you, just hit me up on Twitter. If Mickey can help you out, reach out to Mickey from the NFL Draft War Room. We would love to help you out in any way I can. And don't forget to check out the archived interviews. Gary's interview will be in there on NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. And, Gary, thanks for coming on tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Draft fans, that was Gary White Jr. From Eastern Michigan University Mac School. I really like what he can bring to a secondary. And versatility sometimes is the key to get to the league. Some guys that can play any position in the secondary look a lot more attractive to a guy that's just a standstill, even though there's plenty of good safeties in the draft class. Versatility sometimes might be your key. Offensive lineman, if you can play four positions, you probably might be able to get a job in the NFL. So Gary White, versatile guy that I really like. He's aggressive. He always plays the ball solidly. He brings down the ball carrier really quick. He compared himself to Kenny Vaccaro. I think that's very fair. I like him more like Jimmy Wilson. But I really thank him for coming on tonight. Don't forget to check him out on Twitter. In the link below, I have provided his highlights. So if you want to check out what kind of player he is, maybe if you have your own take on him, check him out. Don't forget to check out at DRW Scout. That is my Twitter handle. I'm constantly updating it. And at NFL W Room, that is the NFL Draft War Room's Twitter handle. And don't forget to check out everything on the page, constantly updated. Mickey does an incredible job with sleeper reports, big boards, mock drafts, interviews that I do nightly. And don't forget to check out the website, NFLDraftWarRoom.com. Tomorrow night, I will have our first quarterback on air. Where's my sheet? I seem to misplace my sheet. Here it is. Aaron Wilmer from Delaware State University, or Delaware State. I think I'm missing something. Delaware Valley State. That's what it should be. Tomorrow night, he is our first quarterback this year. I'm really looking forward to having him on. He is pumped. I'm pumped. We will have him live tomorrow night on Blog Talk Radio, same time, 11 o'clock. Can't wait. I'm your host, DW. Thank you for joining me tonight. And don't forget to check out Gary. Give him some love. With that being said, I'm your host, DW, from Inside the War Room. Hope everyone has a great night. Take care, everyone.